This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Prime Minister Motley has defended government's decision to borrow $50 million for the refurbishment of Kensington Oval. The opposition promises a Public Accounts Committee investigation of the HOPE project. The National Housing Corporation to construct over 700 houses, and a Russian court charges four men with terrorism over the Moscow attack. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley has defended government's decision to borrow $50 million for the refurbishment of Kensington Oval. Speaking during a ceremony to unveil a statue of Sir Charles Griffith in his honour at Kensington Oval, Ms. Motley said government remains committed to the development of young players in the sport.
Many people question this government's commitment to the refurbishment of this, the third most iconic cricket ground in the entire world. And for us as a people to have the legacy that we have in cricket and to have this wonderful, iconic ground available to us and not to take care of it reminds me of lessons in the Bible that if I were to speak to them now, Sir Wes would swear that I am following him in his footsteps as a reverend. Suffice it to say that our commitment was not only and is not only to the refurbishment of the ground, but we have been very careful to commit ourselves to ensuring that the young Barbadian and West Indian cricketers can have access to the best technology.
Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley, meantime, also speaking during the unveiling ceremony, former Barbados and West Indies cricketer Sir Charles Griffith said it was an honour to be recognised. Sir Charles stressed the importance of cricket.
My life at St. Clement's Primary School taught me to value good character, discipline, hard work, courtesy, and great contribution of education and training, personal and national development. The cricket arena reinforces those values and also taught the importance of teamwork, cooperation, handling stress, assessing the existing situation, and the continuing honing of our skills to face all situations. Those qualities were also instrumental in shaping me as an entrepreneur and businessman.
Former Barbados and West Indies cricketer Sir Charles Griffith. Opposition Senator Tricia Watson says the Public Accounts Committee, when constituted, will be investigating the Home Ownership Providing Energy HOPE project. Speaking in the upper house as Senate debated the 2024 appropriation bill, Senator Watson says she expects government will be fully transparent and will cooperate during the process.
Mr. President, we look forward to the investigation of that project. And since the Honourable Prime Minister has vowed that there will be such an investigation of this runaway project, we on the opposition fully expect that when a fully constituted Public Accounts Committee is convened by the Honourable Leader of the Opposition and that a review of that project is initiated by that committee, because I think we can expect that that's the committee's entitlement, the project having received government assets, and we expect that the Honourable Prime Minister will make sure that the government members of the Public Accounts Committee will attend, cooperate, and facilitate the investigation. That the Public Accounts Committee's work will not be stonewalled by absences, obstruction. That's what the people expect of the government.
Ms. Watson criticized government for spending $54 million to pay public debt management consultants White Oak. She stressed the money could have been used to improve crucial sectors.
Could it have refurbished school buildings so that children are not dislocated? I'd say yes. Could it buy a new linear accelerator so that cancer patients would not have to, while they are ill, leave their families to go to get treatment at $35,000 a pop? Could it have bought that? At least start a new stadium so that our athletes are not training on grass fields and therefore not competitive because we are refusing to build one of those. While they were getting 50-something million dollars, Barbadians were seeing their NIS savings impacted to an extent. The government has to clean up its own mess. And if cleaning it up means that the government has to relook its ambitious spending and give Barbadians time to recover, then that is exactly what the government should be doing.
Opposition Senator Tricia Watson. Meantime, in response, Minister of Economic Affairs and Investment Senator Chad Blackman defended government spending.
Therefore, the role of government spending over the next financial year is a reflection of an economy that is performing well, an economy that is also transforming, an economy that is repositioning itself to meet domestic challenges, international challenges, and also one that is trying to ensure that this small nation state can be a globally competitive country on behalf of our fellow Barbadians. And equally, it is also about ensuring that we are on a resilient growth path as we do so. We are not just trying to get growth for growth's sake, but as we grow, to build it on foundations and pillars that have a resilient framework for our people.
Minister of Economic Affairs and Investments, Senator Chad Blackman. The National Housing Corporation has approved 4 joint venture housing projects, that is, to construct over 700 houses. This was revealed by Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance, Dwight Sutherland, during a St. George North branch meeting. He stated that the first set of houses will begin this year at Vineyard St. Philip.
They approve to start at Vineyard 600 houses. They approve to start at St. Bartholomew 42 houses. They approve to start at Hoverley in Christchurch 36 houses. And they approve in St. George, a place called Harmony Cottage, 80 houses. With the joint ventures that National Housing are engaging in, National Housing give the land, the developer comes in and does the infrastructure, build the houses and sell the houses. And they're utilizing our database of 29,000 applicants that include public servants and the ordinary people.
He said next week, 21 people will be moving into houses at Parish Land Christ Church.
They're paying for the houses. They will move in 21. And at Hackett Hall, we have 12. At White Park Road, we have 16. And these are the things that are taking long relate to mortgage applications. Vesper Gardens, we have over 60 of the houses out of the 152 or 54, I usually mix it up, I think it's 152, that are ready to be occupied. But again, we have one lending institution with 119 applications processing since last year.
Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance, Dwight Sutherland. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, is urging CARICOM states to sign on to the World Trade Organization's Fisheries Subsidies Agreement, saying there are major investments to be had in the blue economy, as well as to ensure marine spaces throughout the region are protected. He made the appeal during his remarks at the opening of the 2-day workshop at the Caribbean Development Bank in Wildey, where stakeholders will be encouraged to support policies that do not undermine the sustainability of marine resources.
For those of you who have not signed, you may now be tempted to ask, well, why did Barbados sign? We are an island of only 166 square miles. In our particular case, our maritime waters are estimated to represent 4 to 5 times the total land area of Barbados. In a real sense, therefore, we're not just a small island developing state, but we are a large ocean state. And as such, we have to take every action available to us in order to preserve, protect, and ensure the sustainability of the ocean around us. And that is a substantially more vast space in terms of maritime capacity than what we have terrestrially.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons. And finally, Russia has charged 4 men it says attacked a Moscow concert hall and killed close to 140 people. All 4 men appeared to have been beaten, and one was brought to court in a wheelchair. They were charged with committing an act of terrorism. The Islamic State group, or ISIS, said it carried out Friday's attack at the Caucasus City Hall and posted video evidence. Russian officials have claimed without evidence Ukrainian involvement. Kyiv says the claim is absurd. In a statement, Russian President Vladimir Putin said the attackers were being helped by Ukraine and Kyiv had, quote, prepared a window to allow them to cross the border and escape into its territory. However, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky staunchly rejected the claims. Recapping the headlines. Prime Minister Mia Mottley has defended government's decision to borrow $50 million for the refurbishment of Kensington Oval. The opposition promises a Public Accounts Committee investigation of the HOPE project. The NHC to construct over 700 houses, and a Russian court charges four men with terrorism over the Moscow attacks. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.